February 20, 1924. Louisa is the first one in the church to live in the divine will. Jesus has not manifested it to anyone before. It means to make the pure joys of the purpose of creation return to Jesus. It is a continuous exchange between human will and divine will. With all that my sweet Jesus has told me about his most holy will, I was thinking to myself, how can it ever be possible that until now there has been not one soul who lived in the divine volition and that I am the first one? Who knows how many others there have been before me, and in a more perfect way, a more active way than I. But as I was saying this, my always adorable Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, why do you not want to recognize the gift, the grace, your mission of having been called in a way all special and new to live in my will? If there had been other souls in my church before you, since the living in my will is the most important thing, which interests me the most and for which I care very much, there would have been traces, rules and teachings in my church of the one destined to live in my will. There would have been the knowledge, the attraction, the effects and the goods contained in this living in my will. If there had been many other manifestations, I would have used my power, letting the sublime way of living in my will shine through. In view of my great delight, and in seeing myself honored by the soul with the glory of my own will, I would have pushed that soul so much that she could not have resisted manifesting what I wanted. Just as there are sayings and teachings on living resigned, patient, obedient, etc., there would have been this as well. It would have been really funny and strange if I had kept hidden the thing which I love the most. Rather, the more one loves something, the more he wants to make it known. The more delight and glory a way of living brings me, the more I want to diffuse it. It is not in the nature of true love to hide what can make others happy and rich. If you knew how I longed for this time of the coming to light of my little newborn of my will, to make you live in my volition. What a court of grace I prepared in order to obtain the intent. You would remain stunned and would be more grateful and attentive to me. Ah, you don't know what it means to live in my will. It means to make the pure joys of the purpose of creation, my innocent pleasures for which I created man, return to me. It means to remove all the bitterness that the perfidious human will gave me almost at the dawn of creation. It means a continuous exchange of wills, human and divine, as the soul, fearing her own, lives from mine, while mine keeps filling the soul with joys, love and infinite goods. Oh, how happy I feel in being able to give whatever I want to this soul, because my will contains such capacity as to be able to receive everything. Therefore, there are no longer divisions between me and her, but stable union, in working, in thinking, in loving, because my will compensates for everything, so we remain in perfect accord and in communion of goods. This had been the purpose of the creation of man, to make him live as our own child and to share all our goods with him, so that he might be fully happy, and we might be amused with his happiness. Now, to live in my will is exactly this, to have the purpose, the joys, the feasts of creation returned to us. And you say that I should have kept it hidden in my church, without manifesting it. I would have turned heaven and earth upside down. I would have overwhelmed the souls with an irresistible strength, in order to make known that which will be the fulfillment of creation. Do you see how much I care for this living in my will, which places the seal upon all my works, so that all of them may be complete? It may seem to you that this is nothing, or that there are similar things in my church. No, no, for me, on the contrary, it is the all of my works, and you must appreciate it as such, and be more attentive in fulfilling the mission I want from you.